Amen. You may be seated. Can we turn in the hymnal to number 170? And I meant to announce this at the beginning, but we'd like to just do an impromptu choir number, one we're somewhat familiar with. And so anyone who will help us with that after we share this scripture together, would you care to come up here? And it's number 23 in the hymnal. For right now, 170, for this passage of scripture, which is basically the basic and core message in a very brief way of the most powerful and significant event in the world, first witnessed by these people. After the Sabbath day, at dawn, on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him that they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said, just as he promised, just as was predicted, just as prophesied for so long. He's not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid yet filled with joy. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Number 23. Anyone care to join us up here? We'll sing this in parts if possible. It's been a long while since the choir sang. Come on, Grant, help us. None of us are rehearsed at this.
Know who speaks from his inspired
You can turn to number 464 in the hymnal. I'll add a couple guitars here. And as they come, I want to say what you can see in the bulletin. But it was, I think, very significant. Good Friday, 3 in the afternoon, we were with her. When any of us left this earth, very significant time. Many years ago, at 3 p.m., Jesus said, "It is finished." What was finished? The very salvation he secured for every single one of us in this room, in addition to any of us and thousands and millions of people, all who will have him, all who will ask him to be their Savior. And that plan, that was in process for a long time and now finished. 3 p.m. on Good Friday, securing salvation for all who claim him. He called her home and her life on earth was finished as well. We thank you all for your prayers. The funeral is Monday. You probably all know that. The service is, of course, at Croghan Mennonite, but the family service of Grayside will start earlier, and then calling hours are between the burial and the service, which starts at 1 o'clock. Did I say that right, 1 o'clock? If anyone cares to be there, and it's because he lives that we can say these things and affirm these things. Number 464, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. We know who holds the future. All that goes on around us in the world. There's much to say on that. But all that goes on, we can affirm that he holds the future and life is worth the living just because he lives. Number 243, you guys can play this one too. I mean, I think you're smart enough to, I don't know. So it's on the flip side, sorry. I never have done it that way, and I'm three off, I'm sorry. Number 243. Thank you for joining us, Jaron. Yes. It's on the flip side. Anyway, it doesn't matter, but I just think it's... train again. Would you turn in the hymnal now to number 347? It's sort of appropriate to go to this after all we've said and affirmed to say, here's what we do with that wonderful, powerful message. I would just like us just to read this whole thing in unison and really affirm this in unison together. If you'll join me in reading 1 Corinthians 15, 1 to 8. Now, brothers and sisters, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you have received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures, that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 of the brothers at the same time, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, he appeared to me also as to one abnormally born. And so much, very, very much could be said on that. One thing we're going to say right now is that this constituted what you just read, the essence, the core, the base of everything about their preaching and their starting up as an apostolic church after Jesus' appearances from, mentioned here, from after the grave. And I think that speaks for itself, so I say no more. I'd like to invite the family up, and we'll sing. I guess I would have you play your guitars with us on this. Jaron, would you do this on the cajon for us? I didn't designate this ahead of time, but the song is up here. It's also a tradition for us to sing this. Oh, hallelujah, our Lord is risen.
There's lots of other songs, but this one just seems to say it.
Might be significantly observed that, well,
I'll get organized, yeah.
Pass them around wherever needed. So.
Pass them around.
It might be significantly said, this song written by the Easter Brothers. We always sing it Easter Sunday morning and some other times of the year. Hallelujah, our Lord is risen, he has come forth from the grave. Sorry, I don't have the chords on there. We play G. Sorry. It is.
Oh, hallelujah.
Defeated
Are you having a conniption or something, Jerry? I hope you recover. Thank you. Thank all of you. And we'll fellowship together around the table and celebrate the resurrection together in that fashion for right now, and come back to another service, and Pastor Paul will be sharing the word with us. But we're going to do some more music then, too. Okay? Should we ask the blessing on our